one can of malt for 10 gallons of water, you see. And then he would put the sugar content to it, put 5 pounds of sugar. And we would set the beer, that's what you call set the beer. You mix it to warm water and your sugar and your malt and add your, after you diluted it well with warm water, you add the cool water to fill the crop, and then added your yeast. Used to have Fleshman's yeast used to come in cakes then. You put a half a cake of yeast. He cut down on the recipe, and it made a real mild, light beer, and it didn't have too much sediment in the bottle.
Yeah.
He told us, he taught us how to make it, and we made a real good looking beer. It was real light. And it was
good.
Oh, yeah, it tasted good. And
better than a lot of beers you get today?
Well, no. It didn't have the sophisticated flavor that beer has today. You can talk about how good this Kiel whiskey was. That would knock your hat off if you try to drink that today, you know? Because there's still some old timers that bring some bootleg by here once in a while and say, I'm going to give you something you haven't had in a long time. You take a swig of that stuff and then it kills you. Well, as a young man, I could drink it pretty good, you know, but I can't. I'm used to Wild Turkey and Jack Daniels and stuff like that. The Brooks, the distilleries, they have a way of mellowing whiskey. There wasn't an art with the home brewer in those days.
Yeah.
The same way with beer. You had better classes of homebrew made, like I think my grandfather taught us the best way to make home beer. I think that recipe that he used was the best of all. But see, being in the grocery business in those days, we knew a lot of other different recipes people would use for beer. I remember about 3 or 4 years before I stopped handling groceries. I had an old timer come in here by the name of Warren. And we in the grocery business, and we still had all the necessary things. And we have bottle cappers over there now, and caps. And we don't have malt anymore because that's a grocery product. We don't have sugar. But anyway, this old fella come in, and he's been a heavy drinker all his life. You know, he's a carpenter, his name is Watkins. And he says, beer's gone up to 25, 30 cents a bottle. He said, I'm not going to put up with that. He said, I'm going to start making my own beer. And so he bought, he had a crock, but he bought a capper from me, and he bought some sugar, and he had in his bag, he had 2 boxes of raisins. He had a pound bag of rice. All that was going to go into the beer, you know. And I said, Vaughn, you put all that in your beer? He said, oh yeah. He says, this is, give it such.
Hey, me, Joe Green, who you talking to? I want to know.
Flavor and everything.
You know? I get interference.
I sold him the ingredients.
Hey, Candyman, now on my out today.
Part of the incident was I saw him about 3 months later. And he was cold sober. He came to buy some carpenter tool or something. And I said, Vaughn, how did the batch of beer turn out that you made? I said, I'll never know, I guess, because you must have drank it all up. You didn't bring me any, you know. I always kid with him a little bit, you know. He said, you're right, Shine. He said, I drank every damn bit of it. He said, I pulled that batch of beer over and said, I didn't let it sit. When you pull a batch of beer off, you generally let it sit for 2 or 3 days in the bottle so the yeast settles and it gets clear. He said, I didn't let it sit for 2 days, and I put it on ice, and he said, I just sat right there with it, and I drank the whole damn batch. He said, but that was some fine stuff. He said, I'd take a bottle of that stuff out of the ice box, and I'd pop the cork on it, and it would shoot a blue flame out of it. About 3 inches out of every bottle. I said, boy, you got to be kidding. He said, no, I'm not kidding. He said, it was real potent. He said, I drank that whole batch in about 2.5 days. And he said, I stayed drunk.
That's the worst thing, I guess, about making your own beer.
Yeah.
You can't just drink one bottle.
Yeah. He said, I stayed with it. He said, well, you know, he said, I drank it all in 2 or 3 days and stayed drunk a week afterwards. He said, but I haven't had a drink since. And I don't think he drinks today. No. I saw him this past week. I think that was the last time he swore off after that only batch he had.